Frack Wash. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files. New advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. A new study led by Duke University shows how two environmental issues might be teamed up for a good outcome. First, fracking, hydraulic fracturing. Water is injected at high pressure deep underground to crack open shale deposits and extract natural gas. The water that flows back up typically contains high levels of salts, naturally occurring radioactive materials such as radium, and metals such as barium and strontium. In previous studies, the Duke team found that standard treatments only partially remove these contaminants, with some radioactivity still ending up in local streams. Second environmental issue, abandoned coal mines that have the problem of toxic mine drainage still seeping into creeks and streams. Many of these aren't far from where fracking is done. The Duke study modeled the feasibility of combining the fracking and mine drainage problems to reduce the impact of each. They blended fracking wastewater and acid mine drainage and got some interesting reactions, chemical and physical reactions, that formed new radioactive solids that could easily be removed and disposed of in hazardous waste facilities. Not only was the radium reduced by 60% to 100%, the metals and even the salinity were reduced, making the water safe for reuse at fracking sites. Next, real-world tests. Some freaky fracky stuff. With the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.